The information choice of Maryland's movers and shakers. This is the Afternoon News Journal with Sherry Elliker on 1090 AM WBAL and WBAL.com.
Sunny and only 52 degrees outside. It's 4:52 on the Afternoon News Journal. Did the Stephen Colbert-John Stewart rally really restore sanity? Or did it mostly drive the media crazy because they just couldn't figure out the message?
Where are you, Stephen?
I'm trapped!
Trapped where?
I'm trapped in my fear bunker, John!
What? Stephen, I don't understand. Why are you in a bunker that you're trapped? What's going on?
I'm too afraid.
No, there's nothing to be afraid of. What are you afraid of?
Mostly I'm afraid that no one showed up to our rally.
Can you let them know you're here?
And she was there with 250,000 of her closest friends, Towson University professor Dr. Amy Becker, who specializes in political comedy and political participation, joins us now. Dr. Becker, thanks so much for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure. So, first of all, this seemed to be confusing to the media. What exactly was the message on Saturday?
Well, I think the message was, you know, there's an election coming up, participate. And also that there needs to be a voice for moderates and that the mainstream media needs to cover the political activities of moderates. It's not just about covering the Tea Party or those who are at the liberal end of the spectrum, but those who are more reasonable and more sane about their political preferences.
Do you have I've heard everything from 250,000 people to 450,000 people, and I know you didn't take a head count, but just because you're a specialist in this, do you have an idea of what the crowd size was?
Yeah, the turnout was amazing. It was huge. And it was actually, if you were not right on the National Mall, very hard to hear and see what was going on. I think that they ended up with definitely upwards of 250,000 people. You know, there were people on the mall, but also on the steps of the museums and sort of all around the area trying to get a glimpse of what was going on.
Some of the criticism has been, Dr. Becker, that this was simply a promotion for Comedy Central. Did you get a sense of unity in terms of people being there for the country, or just a unity because they're fans of Stephen Colbert and Jon Stewart?
I got a real sense of unity for the country and people really caring about the future of American democracy. Sure, you know, a lot of people were there to be entertained, but I think the real takeaway, the real message is that there needs to be a place for moderates to feel welcome, and that, you know, we need to participate in or should be responsible for the outcomes in our democracy.
And was it primarily left-leaning, in the middle, to the right? How would you describe it?
You know, I don't think the message was partisan, but it was political. It was more that there should be a voice for everyone and that we need to hear from the center, from the moderates. It wasn't, you know, a lot of people have the perception that Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert are really out there to promote Democrats. And that's not what it was. It was about, let's have a voice for everyone and let's be reasonable in the way we discuss politics.
And probably the most important question, was it funny?
Yeah, you know, it was funny. It was a little hard for me to see and hear at various points in time, but it really was pretty entertaining. And I just got a really good, warm feeling about, you know, about being part of the community and being part of an America that wants to participate and be heard in the political sphere.
Dr. Amy Becker from Towson University, thank you very much for being on the Afternoon News Journal.